Donald Trump at Blexit protest, Black, Latino Americans rejecting radical socialist left. By Charlie Spiring on October 10, 2020. President Donald Trump on Saturday spoke to a group of supporters who organized a peaceful protest for law and order at the White House. Every day, more Black and Latino Americans are leaving behind left-wing politicians and their failed ideologies, Trump said as the crowd cheered. The protest that ended at the White House was organized by Blexit founders Candace Owens and ex-police officer Brandon Tatum. The president arrived at the south portico of the White House pumping his fist and pointing and waving at the energetic crowd of hundreds of supporters. Black and Latino Americans are rejecting the radical socialist left, and they are embracing our pro-jobs, pro-worker, pro-police, we want law and order, and pro-American agenda, Trump said. Trump said the left continued to get involved in endless foreign wars, exporting jobs overseas, and selling you out to the rich globalist Wall Street donors. Trump spoke about the importance of supporting police officers in a culture of law and order, criticizing former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris for their critical comments about the police. No one is hurt more by the left-wing war on cops than African Americans, Trump said. Last year, in just Democrat-run cities, over 1,000 African Americans were murdered as a result of violent crime, and the riots, looting, and arson disproportionately hurt Black and Latino communities. The energetic crowd shouted chants of USA, 4 more years, and we love you, as the president spoke about the upcoming election, urging them to get out and vote. Keep that enthusiasm going, get out and vote. We gotta vote these people into oblivion, Trump said, referring to the left. The president spoke to the crowd just over a week after he went to the hospital after he contracted the coronavirus. "I'm feeling great," Trump said, thanking them for their prayers and support while he battled the virus.